下面的报道来自英国广播公司戴尔公司的研发部门称呢，该公司或将在2017年推出新的应用来读心情。 BBC News reports the head of Dell's new research and development division has said the company could release a mood reading application as soon as 2017. Head of Dell, Jim Mannon, told the BBC that Dell Research was working on software for existing brain activity handsets that would accurately identify a wearer's emotional states.
He added that he believed that such tech had uses in both the office and at home. However, some experts are skeptical about the project, but Dell isn't the only major tech company to be investigating the idea. Microsoft has announced a series of mood reading research projects, including MoodScope, software which infers a user's mental state from their smartphone use, and a smart bra that monitors heart and skin activity to detect stress and emotions.
Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering why we have to use that kind of gadget, you know, to read your mind.
It's easier to just say to someone, well, how are you feeling today then? 你今天好不好?
Okay.
That's all you've got to do. We don't need this app, really, do we?
Mm-hmm.
This bra they mentioned, did we talk about this on China Drive once? No.That was an electrified bra、
uh-huh.
for personal self-protection. Do you remember that? So if a woman was attacked, her bra would electrocute the attacker.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. And、back to this story, Mr. Mannon said the current version of the software being tested was only able to correctly identify a handset wearer's mood about half of the time, but added he expected the figure would improve.
I think the electrocution bra is much more interesting、yeah. as a gadget.
Yeah, but also this one is useful at home, I think. For example, if a husband can know whether his wife is happy or not,then it would be easy for them to find a way to deal with their wife.
I think if they've got to use an app to determine each other's mood,、
uh-huh.
the marriage isn't going to last much longer, is it?
Yes.